football player Joe Klecko was just recently inducted into the Hall of Fame for the NFL. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl three times for playing three different positions. It's never been done before or since. But in his Hall of Fame speech, he said, "Many of you know my son Dan has won three Super Bowl rings and reminds me all the time. He's a great player." And then Joe looks to the left and sees his bust next to him there on stage. And then he looks out to his son and says, "Hey, Dan, let's see if you can get one of these." It was a great speech and a great line. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Been getting some great comments lately. I can name a few of them. Dan, Mike, thank you. Dan, Danny. I haven't called you Dan in my whole life. Danny, thanks for the comments. Mike, others. And I want to hear from you. You got insight, advice, comments, criticisms, let me know. Just hit me up, tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, we're brought to you by MingleMateMary.com. Podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. And today's podcast for the Mingle Mate and Mary talks about how the longer you're married, the benefits to your marriage. It's going to be good. Make sure you check it out. It's on all different platforms, much like the TDA. So, I am a huge fan of sports. Probably my favorite sport is the NFL. And one of the things I just wait for every year is the NFL Hall of Fame inductee speeches. The whole thing behind it, but I love the speeches. I always feel like you kind of get that insight and you learn the secrets behind what really makes them tick. And every one of them, and I mean everyone, talks about hard work, dedication, teamwork. But the one thing they all say and that it hangs on is, well, you do want to know, right? I mean, you want to know the one thing they say it hangs on? I mean, if we can tap into that one thing and what makes the greatest of the greatest, and we can translate that into our lives, be it family, business, health, finances, whatever, we definitely want to know, right? I know you want to know. I want to know. Okay. All these things are great, but they all hinge on personal responsibility. Taking credit for your mistakes and your wins. Being willing to own up and work on your flaws, your blind spots, your weaknesses. You know what? I'm reading something here and it says blonde spots, like I did a typo. And if you're blonde, you might want to have to look at your blonde spots as well. Anyway, many psychiatrists out there will tell you that there's no such thing truly as mental illness, but just a varying degree, I guess, of irresponsibility. In fact, John Tim Malloy, in his book on success, said the one big difference between winners and losers is that, and he said, let's not mince words here, losers never accept responsibility, and winners always do. Your study of negative emotions, you'll find that almost all anger, frustration, hostility, it comes from the attempt to blame others for your problems in your lives rather than accepting your own responsibility. Think about that. Your frustration, your anger, your hostility, all of those things come basically from you not choosing to take responsibility for your life. In fact, they say if you stop blaming other people, you'll find that most of your negative emotions, they disappear. They go away. If you stop blaming your past, stop blaming your present, stop blaming your friends, stop blaming your family, stop blaming your parents, your boss, relationships, you'll find that it's almost impossible to become angry. And the way you stop blaming is simply by taking responsibility. But here's the key. To understand taking responsibility, you got to know this. It's uncomfortable. Duh, I know. But look, it's easier to blame others, right? It's easier to tell the world it must change in order for your life to be better. But it's just not the case. Taking responsibility is simply choosing to be uncomfortable through the stages of learning, applying, and working at life. Simply said, it's got to be uncomfortable to be great. If you're not willing to take responsibility, you are unwilling to be great. If you're not willing to be uncomfortable, you're not willing to be great. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength, strength of character. Character strengthens our confidence of hope and of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Now hold the phone. That very first verse we read, verse 3, it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that we can blame others and gripe about how life is unfair, knowing God will make things easier for us. No, that's not what it says. In fact, it says we can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. That word there, develop in the Greek, actually means to work out through labor. This is so easy to understand, it hurts to listen to stupid people when they say life's not fair. True, life is not fair. Yes, we agree. Everyone knows. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a billionaire or living in the gutter, life is unfair. But many still choose to work out through labor, to persevere, to take responsibility, and move forward in their unfair life. And they reap the rewards because of it. So let's be frank. Now is the time to succeed regardless of your age, but especially if you're under 40. And here's why. Because those under 40 right now are rife with excuses and pandering to their woes and foibles. They'll give up, whine, blame. All the while, those who are taking responsibility will advance step by step, moving closer and closer to success in most areas of their life. While they're griping, you're growing. While they're pandering, you're persevering. You're taking responsibility. So persevere, pursue, own up to it, and keep pushing forward. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keeps lying, Johns.